This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States and the NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said Wednesday that Russia is boosting its military buildup and encircling much of Ukraine, despite its claims that it's withdrawing some troops. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters Wednesday, quote, more Russian forces, not fewer, are on the Ukrainian border and they're moving into fighting positions. In Brussels, Stoltenberg said, quote, we have heard the signs from Moscow about readiness to continue diplomatic efforts, but so far we've not seen any de-escalation on the ground. On the contrary, it appears that Russia continues its military buildup. U.S. and Ukrainian officials say they've not seen any evidence of a Russian pullback of some of the 150,000 troops deployed on the northern, eastern, and southern borders of the former Soviet Republic. A senior administration official said in recent days, Russia has added as many as 7,000 troops near the Ukraine border. Roshan Consulting, an independent Poland-based defense consulting firm, which tracks military movements via satellite image, said in a report that more Russian military trains had arrived near Ukraine since Moscow's announcement that it was sending some troops back to their home bases. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken denounced on Wednesday a move by Russian legislators to recognize two Russian-supported breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine as independent. Russia's lower house voted on Tuesday to ask President Vladimir Putin to recognize the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics, which declared independence from Ukraine in 2014. You can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in the Canadian capital, Ottawa, on Wednesday started warning truck drivers blockading the downtown core that they should leave or face arrest. It was part of a crackdown meant to end a three-week-old protest over COVID-19 restrictions. Federal Public Safety Minister Marco Mendocino blamed extremist groups for helping organize protests in Ottawa and at U.S. border crossings, and repeated suggestions that some actors wanted to overthrow the Liberal government. Police in the province of Alberta this week arrested 13 people linked to a border blockade and seized their guns. Four members of the group have been charged with conspiracy to commit murder. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Monday invoked Canada's little-used Emergency Act. It's meant to give the Liberal government more power to end the protest. Rescue workers and city officials in the Brazilian mountain city of Petropolis say the death toll from landslides driven by torrential rain has risen to at least 78. Officials say 21 people have been found alive, but the mayor of Petropolis warned that the death toll could rise. Rescue workers and volunteers are still searching for survivors and victims. The local weather agency said torrential rainfall Tuesday turned some streets of Petropolis into rivers. Some areas got nearly 26 centimeters of rain in less than 6 hours. That's more than was expected for the entire month. Officials say as many as 80 houses have been destroyed and at least 300 people displaced. The United States is in the midst of the very final stages of indirect talks with Iran, aimed at salvaging a 2015 deal limiting Tehran's nuclear activities. This according to State Department spokesman Ned Price on Wednesday. Earlier in the day, France said a decision on salvaging the nuclear deal with world powers was just days away, and that it was now up to Tehran to make the political choice. Indirect talks between Iran and the United States on reviving the agreement resumed last week after a 10-day hiatus. Officials from the other parties to the accord, those are Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia, have been shuttling between the two sides. Western diplomats previously indicated they hope to have a breakthrough by now, but tough issues remain unresolved. Iran has rejected any deadline imposed by Western powers. And members of the White House COVID-19 response team on Wednesday said they're cautiously optimistic about the trajectory of COVID-19 cases in the United States. They say the White House is preparing for the non-crisis stage of the pandemic. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.